The Chinese just brought back a few pounds of moon rocks. A while back, the Japanese hauled in some comet dust. It won't be long before we excavate Martian soil and send it back to Earth, too. You might expect, if it isn't true already, that QAnon or some other reality-free zone will report on the alien viruses that these extraterrestrial geologic immigrants have unleashed on our unsuspecting population, right alongside the story about the Martian landing hoax conspiracy. After all, comets are suspected of seeding the planet with rare elements that made life possible here at home, and probably Mars, and maybe the moon. Forget building that beautiful wall on our southern border, buddy. Maybe you need to worry about the killer virus from Mars. Hopefully our space scientists are using advanced screening technologies to ensure the lunavirus doesn't escape the confines of their highly secure labs. You know, the way they do with the ones they're making here on planet Earth. Me, I'm not so sure. We send out satellites to the end of our solar system looking for life forms that might like Chuck Berry, figuring, I guess, that any species that rocks to Johnny Be Good must be the variety that won't see us and our pals as food. You know, intelligent beings like ourselves, the kind who wouldn't wage wars over religious differences, the beings who wouldn't overheat their planet or exhaust its resources, the species that believed in provable facts, not Venusian mumbo-jumbo. Smart folks like ourselves, who have all big brains without really believing in evolution. Those beings. So yeah, bring that space dust here. See what's hiding in it. Probably benign, harmless, you know, like us.